For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by Brad Kramer, who is the Community Development Services Director for the City of Idaho Falls. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first, I kind of want to talk a little bit today about what the Imagine IF program is. So what is that program?
You know, it's really a conversation between the city and the citizens of Idaho Falls about the growth that's happening in our area, the changes that that can bring, and then how we want to manage that as a community. What things are important to us? What do we want to preserve? What do we want to maintain? And then what do we want to see Idaho Falls become as people continue to discover this area and relocate here and grow businesses here? What kind of community do we want to have? Now, ultimately, it will result in an update to the city's comprehensive plan. But really, we are focusing this concept as a conversation where we want to learn together. We want to understand what people want to see, and then we'll take it from there.
Awesome. And so how did this program start? Like, what was the idea behind it?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. You know, there's always there's the nerdy legal side, right, where the city has to have a plan. We're required by law to do that. But rather than making it that nerdy plan that only planners understand, this is an important enough concept that we wanted to make sure that this is citizen-driven. And as we're seeing the growth happen so rapidly in our area, we really felt like now was the time to make sure that we were having this conversation before, before it's too late, before things happen that don't make sense in our community. We wanted to make sure that we were doing that as quickly as we could. Now, we actually had planned to start a year ago, and then this lovely pandemic hit us, and so we're already a year behind, right? Things are still happening. Growth did not slow down here in Idaho Falls because of COVID. So that's really the driver, understanding what our citizens want and understanding the growth is here and it's not slowing down.
Awesome. And I kind of want to talk a little bit more about that. This was an idea right around when the pandemic really hit us the hardest. And did you see much an issue with how you guys were handling that system with it when it comes to figuring out ways to further develop the city after everything was shut down?
I think there's two sides to that. As far as the, like, we were faced with how do we manage the growth that's happening? Excuse me. And then secondarily, how do we talk to the community about growth? Because as you mentioned, with the pandemic, everything changed. We couldn't gather. We couldn't go out to folks face to face. And so we took a step back on that side of things. Now, the growth, as I mentioned, we didn't slow down. We just released our annual report for 2020, and it was not a slow year at all. In fact, in most of the ways, it kept up with the same pace as the last 3 years, and in some metrics, it exceeded it. So we just, in that case, just learned how to adapt and work remotely and still conduct inspections and hold public hearings. It was a really strange world to have those hearings in empty rooms and still, hear from the public. But one thing that we've learned as we've moved ahead with now the, the public interaction, the public outreach, still with the pandemic in place, we've had to think much more creatively. Knowing that we can't have the large gathering still, we've been able to do a combination of in-person, online, and Facebook Live all simultaneously. And at first we were really nervous about that. We thought, gosh, what if nobody shows up? What are we going to do? But what we found is that we had far more participation than we would have otherwise, because people have become comfortable enough now with technology. They're not afraid to join. And the software that we use to poll everywhere to allow that live polling and commentary, we also really feel like people latched onto that and were able to express their opinions without the fear of kind of the louder voices in the room. They could participate with that anonymity, say what they needed to say, and not have to worry about what other people were thinking. So not only did we have more participation in terms of number of folks there, I think the conversation was actually richer than it often is in person, because when you have those group meetings, often one or two voices can dominate and others don't say what they want to say. So it's really been eye-opening for us to try these new technologies and techniques and experience a better, deeper, more robust conversation than we have in the past.
Really cool. So that sounds like you guys have had some pretty productive meetings And I kind of want to talk a little bit more about those meetings and how they've been going so far. So how many meetings have you had so far with this program?
So the meetings we've held are neighborhood specific. We've divided the city into five geographic areas. We held one meeting for each, so five of those meetings. We've had some focus groups on the side as well with specific stakeholders, but our real focus was those neighborhood meetings.
All right. And so you guys just had your most recent meeting, I think, was last week. Am I correct?
March 31st was the last one.
March 31st. So how did that meeting go, and what did you guys talk about?
excuse me. It went really well. That was, of course, by that time we were pretty well practiced. We have a script that we follow for these meetings. We talk about a couple of core issues in each neighborhood. We try to understand what people love about their neighborhood. Why do they choose to live there? What would they improve about their neighborhood? So they're kind of that just general getting to know the area from their perspective. And then we focused on three primary topics: healthy communities, housing, and transportation and connectivity. And we have a certain number of questions that we talk through, a number of topics. Mostly, though, it still focuses around that core idea of what's going well, what can be improved in each of those areas, and asking for specific ideas, locations, projects, things that folks feel would make their neighborhood better, a more livable place.
All right. And so what have you heard of any cool ideas so far about ways that we can improve those neighborhoods?
Yeah, great questions. We have seen some creative ideas. I'm just trying to remember what some of those are. I think one of the things we've noticed, excuse me, right off, are a lot of similarities of things that people care about. And we expected people to care about things like, traffic and property maintenance. But one thing that stood out to us, and I don't know if it's a reflection of the pandemic and people being isolated for so long, but more than in any other project that we've done, we heard people talk about how much more they want to connect with their neighbors and talk to the city about making sure that there are spaces available and programs available for people to connect with the people that live near them, which may sound odd because, you're there, your homes are close together. But that idea of having a place to go build community face-to-face was kind of a new theme that we don't often see. And it was encouraging because, we don't build community by going to work from 8 to 5, going home, shutting the garage door, and then flipping on the TV. You build community by getting to know one another and serving one another. And so to hear that come out as a theme in Idaho Falls was incredibly encouraging.
You make a good point about how there's been a lot of unfamiliar ground that we've been covering because of this pandemic, and seeing this program do what it's been doing to help this community bring itself together more, how have you seen this program and maybe just the pandemic in general kind of, rather than push people away from each other, bring people together?
The first thought is we kind of joke that we bring people together because we give them a common enemy, right, as the government. So there's that. But I think that, people love where they live. And when they see lots of growth, they see the affordability of our community changing, and they start to ask questions like, how are my kids going to live here? This has been such a great place to raise a family, but how are they going to afford to live in this community that we love? And when you frame it in those kinds of questions, instead of, the jargony planner language, I think it helps people think about how it applies to them. And they're willing to come together and have conversations and build consensus and just find that commonality. And, that's what generates those great ideas down the road, and people can start to nod their heads and say, yeah, I can get on board with that. Yeah, we do need that. Let's focus on this together as a community and get it done.
All right. And going forward for the future, when it comes to this program, do you guys have any future meetings planned, or like what will this program do to further increase the ability to finish these ideas that the community is coming up with?
Yeah, great question. So there's a few things. Right now, we're sifting through all of the information that we have. Our citywide survey just closed, and we're waiting for the report back on that. we'll take that information and combine it with our neighborhood meeting information and start to develop themes, initiatives, projects, strategies, those sorts of things for the city as a whole, as well as each neighborhood. And as we complete those, we'll do another round of neighborhood meetings in the late summer. We're hoping for, you know, late July, early August, somewhere in that time frame, and we'll send out notices. And then once the plan is approved, and our goal for that is by the end of 2021, we plan on holding ourselves accountable through measurable goals and objectives, so that each quarter or each year, however we decide to structure that, we can report back to elected officials in the community and show actual progress. How have we done in implementing the ideas that you wanted to see done as a community?
All right. And on that note, where can someone find more info about the program or how they can help with this program?
imagineif.city is the go-to place. That's where they can find surveys, recordings of all the meetings, as we post plans and ideas. That's where they'll all be. So imagineif.city is the best place for information and keeping track of what we're doing.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's all the questions I had for you, sir. Thank you so much for the time that you gave me to talk to you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.